We're Coming for Your Children by Beyond Today Managing Editor Scott Ashley. A time of reckoning is coming. Will you be standing with God when that time comes? It was only last summer when the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus was hit with a wave of backlash after the group posted an online video with members singing about indoctrinating children to accept the gay agenda. In its opening verse, one of the members sang to American parents, "You're just frightened. You think we'll corrupt your kids if our agenda goes unchecked. Funny, just this once, you're correct." After the backlash, the group quickly backpedaled and issued a statement that the song was merely tongue-in-cheek humor and that conservatives had taken the lyrics out of context to support a narrative that suits their intolerant and hateful needs. What lyrics were taken out of context? Apparently such lines as these: "We'll convert your children, happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. The gay agenda is coming home. The gay agenda is here. We're coming for them. We're coming for your children." The song concludes with dozens of homosexual men singing multiple times, "We'll make an ally of you yet." I distinctly remember when the U.S. Supreme Court in 2015 was hearing arguments to decide on the legality of gay marriage. We were assured that it was just a matter of equality and that homosexuals only wanted the right to marry just like anyone else. Apparently, that was not all. For an American society, the floodgates have since opened to virtually every kind of sexual deviancy imaginable, and then some. It wasn't that long ago that we started hearing about drag queen story hour showing up at local libraries all across the United States. Today I learned that the famous American toy manufacturer Mattel has introduced a new collector doll modeled after the winner of a TV drag queen contest. Digging a little deeper, I learned that another major national U.S. toy maker, Fisher-Price, recently introduced another set of dolls clearly intended for an audience of young children, drag queens with flamboyant gowns and hairdos. Meanwhile, the U.S. state of Florida recently passed a law to prevent teachers from discussing sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation with 5 to 8-year-olds. This was largely in response to many videos and class handouts that showed up online during public school COVID shutdowns, in which teachers of children of all ages were found to be encouraging their students to question and explore their sexual identity and, in some cases, how to touch themselves for sexual pleasure. Meanwhile, as is more and more common, parents who publicized such perverse brainwashing found themselves censored and frozen out of social media. American entertainment media is hard at work brainwashing your children into accepting sexually deviant lifestyles. GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, recently boasted that out of 775 regular series characters in U.S. primetime TV, nearly 12% are LGBTQ. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or queer questioning. If that sounds much higher than the percentage of the U.S. population that falls into those categories, it is much, much higher. And by design. This inflated representation is meant to make such lifestyles seem normal and attractive. Is it having an effect? Consider that a recent major study found that more than 30% of U.S. millennials, basically those today in their 20s and 30s, now identify as LGBTQ. The researchers concluded that the increase is particularly driven by social and news media coverage pushing LGBTQ as safe and cool. In his powerful dissent from the U.S. Supreme Court's majority decision to legalize homosexual marriage, Justice Samuel Alito gave this sobering warning: "Today's decision will be used to vilify Americans who are unwilling to assent to the new orthodoxy. It will be exploited by those who are determined to stamp out every vestige of dissent. Those who cling to old beliefs, such as the biblical foundation of marriage, will risk being labeled as bigots and treated as such by governments, employers, and schools." By imposing its own views on the entire country, the court majority facilitates the marginalization of the many Americans who have traditional ideas. Justice Alito's words proved prophetic. Now those who stand up for biblical values, as we do in Beyond Today magazine and television, are branded bigots, haters, homophobes, and worse. In today's cancel culture, views such as ours, based in the Bible and 400 years of national Judeo-Christian values, are routinely silenced. See our last issue on the conspiracy to cancel God. Meanwhile, God says of cultures like ours that flaunt their sins, they display their sin like the people of Sodom and don't even try to hide it. They are doomed. They have brought destruction upon themselves. Isaiah 3:9, New Living Translation. Yes, they are coming for your children, and a time of reckoning is also coming. Will you be standing with God when that time comes? For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.